we headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the hits literally keep on coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation. And UFC 252 is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $252. Those are some great odds. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including fighter props, round-by-round betting, and so much more. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users could bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out for new users by offering them the chance to win $252 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight by using code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. Jim, he's Dustin. We're going to continue our conversation about college football. We are going to steer it towards Penn State. But when we finished up quarter number three, Dustin, we were talking about the players and the potential for the players organizing, and we were talking about going forward, and we're going to talk about the spring, if there's a spring season, what effect that has at Penn State and what players might be interested in moving on. But what I wonder is, going into the spring, with the players starting to stand up for themselves and make some requests or demands, however you want to phrase it, are we going to see this as early as the spring, where the players are going to have a say in what goes on?
Yeah, I mean, I think if there's still any kind of viable health threat whatsoever, it's going to be a continuation of what you've seen some in the Big Ten. You saw an effort from Big Ten players to try to get together and organize. You've seen, obviously, the Pac-12 players make their demands and threaten to sit out the season. I think it's going to be a continuation of that. I think there's a sense among players, especially ones who feel that way, that they have some momentum, they have some leverage. And I don't think that's going to go poof into the night just because the season would have moved from fall to spring. The fundamental situation exists, which is why you've seen them, you know, obviously along with their health, but also they're seizing a particular moment here to try to right what they believe are some wrongs. And I don't think moving the fall from the spring changes the fact that the season that they're getting ready to play is absolutely indispensable for their universities in a lot of ways when it comes to finances and all that. So I do expect this to be a sustained movement until we start to see more meaningful change, whatever they want that change to be exactly.
Well, and we were talking off the air, and you used the phrases, you know, the right moment, the right message, and this is the right moment. Perhaps the Pac-12, it wasn't the right message. They pushed too far. But some of the things that I've seen from the Big Ten players, what I saw from this national movement from the players, I think they're getting it right. I hope they stay along that path, and I think they'll get public support if they stay along that path. All right, let's talk a little more specifically, Dustin, about Penn State and what all this means. Let's say there is a spring season, and, you know, Penn State, of course, would be playing in the spring, and they're butting up against the NFL draft. I don't think the NFL is going to, you know, acquiesce to college football on things. And if you're a player getting set to go to the NFL, I'm not sure playing spring college football is the right route to take. We already saw Micah Parsons opt out for a fall season. Might we see more Penn State players opt out in the spring?
I would answer your question with a question. Are there any other circumstances where you can kind of foresee where it makes sense for a player to skip the season if it's not the NFL? I can't think of any offhand. So if we just boil it down to if you're essentially choosing between the NFL and playing your season, if it's in the spring, it's going to, I think, come down to players who the same subsection of players who would have skipped bowl games. Let's put it that way. The guys who look like they're in the first round conversation, those to me would be maybe not the only candidates, but it would be a large majority of them. So you've already got, in Penn State's case, Micah Parsons opting out for the season, whether that happens in the fall or the spring. He's headed towards the 2021 draft no matter what. Pat Freiermuth is in a similar conversation. He's already indicated. I'm not sure if I guess he's kind of outright said, I'm playing. But his decision-making, it does change going from fall to spring. So I think there's a real threat for his decision-making to change and for Penn State to not have him as well. And I don't think anybody can fault him for that. So, you know, how do these two things coexist? I don't really know. You know, the draft is in April. It's in April every year. The NFL times out its off season, so it's relevant 12 months out of the year. Moving the draft around as a part of that. I'm not saying they would, you know, never say never, I suppose, but it disrupts the whole timing of something that they've timed out beautifully, you know, for free agency and for mini camp, for rookie mini camp, for voluntary this, for OTAs, for train. You know, they've timed everything out so the NFL is always at the tip of your tongue. I don't think they're going to want to budge on anything that would disrupt that. Now, maybe there's some middle ground there, but I think you are going to have guys who are, you know, probably high-end picks having to choose NFL or college. And for some, that's going to be a no-brainer.
Well, I think there's no doubt if you're, you know, a top pick and guaranteed to be, and this is in the spring, like Trevor Lawrence, I respect him for being out front and saying he wants to play in the fall. But come spring, I can't see him. I don't think that's a smart decision for him because it could very much interrupt his preparation for the draft, for his NFL career. And so you start to rate, you know, all right, I think if you're a first round pick, I don't want to call it a no-brainer, but it's approaching that. I believe you should skip the spring season. Then as you work your way down, the question starts to become, if you're a player who's probably a third round pick or a fourth round pick, let's talk Michael Mennett, who is going to be drafted. And in a normal fall season, you would talk about him, you know, perhaps improving his draft position. But now in the spring, when it's time to get ready for the combine and the NFL, might NFL scouts look more kindly upon him if he skipped the spring season and got himself ready for the draft, Dustin?
I think to some extent, you know, and how much more does Michael Mennett have to prove, for example? And just to, I think it's worth throwing out there as far as timing goes. The Major League Baseball amateur draft happens before the College World Series. Guys get drafted. And ultimately, it ends up being kind of a neat tool for fans to follow along if you haven't followed college baseball a year to be like, okay, well, Florida's cleanup hitter was picked in the first round by the Atlanta Braves. Like, okay, this guy's legit. You know, I there's a precedent here of being able to have the draft after a season is completed or before a season is completed. So just as far as the timing goes, I think it's an interesting thing to kind of picture. It doesn't have to be one or the other. The season doesn't have to finish by April. For a guy to be drafted, you can draft a guy based on where things are at that moment, and he can finish out his season. Now, baseball versus football and injury risk, it's apples and oranges, so there's always that. But for, you know, for Michael Mennett, his decision making is more complicated. I think he can benefit by better film, better exposure. He's now in a class of players where he sort of rises towards the top of centers. So how much does he need the season? You're also going to see guys who are sort of misguided, who, you know, the same type of players who leave eligibility on the table to go into the draft and don't get drafted at all, you know, sign as undrafted free agents. You're going to have guys who are a little bit misguided, who make this decision, who sit out the year and prepare for the NFL, and then that doesn't happen for them either. So I think you're a lot of similar dynamics that you see between college and the NFL are going to exist. It's just going to be a tighter, more, it's going to be a different type of decision they're going to have to make.
Well, I think you brought up, and I'm glad you did, about the injury difference between baseball and football. If I draft Michael Bennett, I don't want him playing in any more games for college, you know, and I think that will be part of the process. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, and, you know, who are the other players? You know, Pat Freiermuth was an obvious one who, yes, he said he wanted to play. I think even his mother put out something about, you know, the players really want to play and they respect what Penn State's doing to keep them safe. But everything changes by playing in the spring versus playing in the fall, not the least of which is also, you know, playing a full season, the effect that has on your body. How ready are you going to be, you know, to in another month hit an NFL training camp? Will your body have, you know, time to recover and get yourself prepared for that kind of physical abuse?
And I think to your point, like as far as timing goes, like I brought up college baseball, and as far as timing goes, guys finishing the season, getting or starting the season, getting to the draft, being picked, and then saying no more, you know, like maybe you can have it both ways, where you can elevate your draft stock by having a dominant performance and to start the year, but then once you're drafted, you call it, you rest, you prep. Whatever, maybe that's where there's gray area. It's all fascinating.
It really is, and that's why, you know, we were saying earlier that this is just the beginning, and I wonder how much conversation, and I'm betting not very much. You know, when the presidents of these universities got together, and it appears to have made that decision that they're going to cancel fall football, I'm not sure that they looked at what are the repercussions of doing that and where do you go from there, which again circles back to this whole, have they been preparing themselves over the last 3, 4, 5 months for this? I think athletic departments have been. I don't think the presidents of these universities have. All right, Dustin, that is it for our show. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout.